5B. Big Ideas. Exercise 1. Page 90.
Bright Sparks. It isn't just old professors or managing directors with years of experience behind them who have amazing ideas. Here are four ordinary people who are rocking the world with their bright ideas and a lot of hard work. A. Angela Zhang, scientist, California, USA. Angela Zhang had enjoyed reading advanced science papers from a young age. But when she explained to her chemistry teacher that she had been working on a method for curing cancer, her teacher was stunned. Angela had had the idea of developing a nanoparticle that would deliver drugs to tumors without destroying the surrounding tissue. She asked if she could do research on her idea in a laboratory at Stanford University. Angela admitted that she found it all a little bit overwhelming at first.
But then I found that it almost became like a puzzle, being able to decode something,
she added. The results of tests on her discovery have been very promising. B. Cameron Johnson, entrepreneur, Virginia, USA. Cameron Johnson was one of the world's most successful teenage entrepreneurs, worth $1 million before he'd even left school. It all started at 9 years old when he started selling homemade greetings cards to friends and family. At age 12, Cameron offered to give his sister $100 for her collection of little stuffed animals. He quickly earned 10 times more by selling them on an auction site. Not content to stop there, he purchased more of the toys at wholesale prices, reselling them and making $50,000 in less than a year. After this came an online advertising company, followed by another successful online business. Now, Cameron lectures on entrepreneur skills and has even hosted a popular TV series called Beat the Boss. Cameron advises young people to put themselves out there.
Don't be afraid of rejection, he said.
C. Emily Cummins, inventor, England. Emily Cummins had loved making things from scrap materials ever since her grandfather gave her a hammer when she was only 4 years old. Then one day, Emily came up with a simple yet brilliant idea. She designed a portable, eco-friendly fridge that had the potential to help thousands of people in the developing world.
The simplest method of cooling something can be seen when you look at how we cool biologically, through sweating or evaporation,
Emily said. So her fridge is made of two cylinders, one inside the other. As water between the cylinders evaporates in the sun, heat is removed from the inner cylinder, enabling food to be kept inside at a cool 6 degrees Celsius. Emily took her design to poor areas of Africa, where people called her the Fridge Lady. Now Emily gives talks encouraging young people to follow their dreams. D. Derek Kayongo, community project leader, Uganda. Has it ever crossed your mind how wasteful it is to use a bar of soap in a hotel only a few times? Well, while staying in a hotel in the USA, Ugandan Derek Kayongo was very shocked to be told that guests were given new soap every day, while 2 million young children were dying every year through lack of hygiene in the developing world. This got him thinking. He wondered if he could recycle the soap for people who needed it. So in 2009, Derek started asking hotels if they could donate their used bars of soap that would be otherwise put in the bin.
We sanitize them first,
he explained.
Then heat them at very high temperatures, chill them and cut them into final bars. It's a very simple process, but a lot of hard work.
So far, Derek's global soap project has provided more than 100,000 bars of soap to 9 countries absolutely free.